Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
To my beloved, yes, to my beloved, I saw you in your state. I was captivated. I saw you in all your innocence. But before that, I saw you in your glory and could not help but speak. Your beauty calls my heart to melt. How could I not speak? So I began to speak, all the while hoping you would hear my words, see my desire for the two of us, and above all, feel my love. Without you saying one word, my love for you grew the snowball, rolling down a snow-covered hill. It kept growing and growing and growing while enticing you with all that I had. For my beloved, I thought I had, matter of fact, I knew I had something to offer. Something I felt that I could bring to the table, envision, just the two of us and not another. I was not wanting to come to the table empty-handed, you see. For you, my beloved, everything I had was yours, simply for the taking. I did not hold anything back. If only you had seen what I saw possible for the two of us, my, what a difference we could have made together, you and me. With you, my beloved, I saw the impossible becoming not only possible, a reality. There is nothing we could not have achieved together. With you, my beloved, I saw no mountain high enough. I saw ocean wide enough. I saw no task hard enough to withstand the two of us. My beloved, you see, I wanted you. I desire even now you greatly. All my efforts were to win your trust, your loyalty, your love. There is nothing else that I think I could have done to do just that. And now, my beloved, I must face this sad reality, and I, just me alone, do face this sad reality, which you, my beloved, so caused me to see. A reality of not having been desired by the one I poured out my heart to. A reality that all my efforts, yes, all my efforts have resulted in only failure. Failure, my love, in gaining that which was my heart's true desire. It is, my beloved, a hard, very hard reality, yet I must accept it. But why? Oh, why, my beloved, must this be so? Why could you not see what I saw? Why could you not hear my voice? Why could you not feel my love? I ask, wherein, my beloved, wherein was I amiss? Wherein was I remiss? Yes, I ask, knowing even now those words will fall on deaf ears. And now, my beloved, I most humbly ask, what is my charge? Wherein have I gone or done wrong? If I have wronged you, then I is my charge. Do you now accuse me of meddling? If I have meddled, then I do sincerely was I not sincere with you? Was I not honest with you? Have I sought to defraud you? If so, my beloved, you have my heart felt. My heart here lately, my beloved, has felt grief. And I feel like I must say I must say, have I been loving you, my beloved, too long to stop now? Is my charge, my fault, my dear one? Do you indeed criticize, even chastise me for loving you, for wanting the best for you? I haven't loved you my fault. Yes, I have loved you. I love you as I tearfully put down these words. My beloved, you have been, you are precious to me. Your love is precious to me. Whatever things I have done, it was because of love. My desire for your love. You were as you are now, precious, still yet, to me. I speak out of desire for your love. Your precious love has meant more to me than anything I could ever have imagined. Looking back, I tell you, my beloved, I was told from the very beginning, a few older and probably wiser than myself, that the love I have for you and myself, the desire, was something that would never be. But you know what, my beloved, I did not listen. I would not listen. That was what I did not want to hear. And now, those words, those very words, my beloved, are coming, they are so fresh in my memory. My beloved, listen, please. Of all the things I ever wanted in this whole wide world, was just to hear you say, you were with me. You were on my side. You loved me just as much as I love you. Yes, my beloved, as the end nears, I thought something could happen between us. Now, I see very clearly, can that never will be. And I have known that for some time now. Yet I kept wanting you and wanting you. Yes, you can say, I hoped against hope. I have hoped in vain. My love, that is my sad reality. My beloved, I have loved you to the end. If that has offended you, if my wanting the best for you has been only a mere, an irritation to you, then, my beloved, I do most sincerely This, my love, is my mea culpa. This, my beloved, is my apology. So the message ends. That's it. That's the message to my beloved. And now I move on Tommy L. Hart, analyst, Bible analyst, King James Version / Authorized Version analyst. Tommy L. Hart, the discoverer of the Plato / King James Version Bible connection, the revealer of the connection between things attributed to one called Plato and things in the AVB/KJV or King James Version Bible. Tommy L. Hart, analyst, discoverer, revealer, and now Tommy L. Hart, author of the book titled The Prodigy. Author of the book titled Part 1, The Prodigy, A Justification of Platonic Sayings and Sayings in the AVB/KJV, or simply King James Version Bible, is truly a great discovery. A great discovery. I talk about my people. I speak of my people. My people, since emancipation, they've learned how to read. Coming out of enslavement, they began to set up churches. They began to do what they saw Gentiles do, like go to church, like have a preacher singing song and praying and saying the blessing at the kitchen table before they eat. Black people began to do the things they saw Gentiles, alias white people. But there's a difference in imitating and knowing what you're doing. Black people have not known how Gentiles perceive the Bible. And of course, when I speak of the Bible, I'm speaking in particular of the AVB/KJV Authorized Version Bible, also called King James Version Bible. So black people began to imitate the outward things, not knowing the inner things of why Gentiles do what they do. How do they, in what light do they see the Bible? Because Gentiles never told them. And Black people began to celebrate Gentile holidays, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's, Thanksgiving, and all like that, you know? But they don't know the reasons. They know what Gentiles say, but Gentiles do not give the true reasons why they do certain things and why they say certain things. Like the Gentiles say, and I'll move on. The Gentiles say Jesus rose for your sins. Okay? Is that a true statement? Or is it a false statement? Is it true or is it false? Black people never ask the question, are the things that we receive from the Gentiles as slaves, are those things true? And they never search the Bible to see if those things line up with things in the Bible. AVB/KJV, King James Version Bible. They never did do that. And so my people, the black people, don't know of the King James Version Bible connection. They don't know about that. So I asked the question, if black people are using the Bible, King James Version Bible, Authorized Version Bible, one and the same, if they are using the Bible and they don't know anything about the Bible because they have never done an analytical work on Bible content to see if the things Gentiles told them long ago were true or not. So if they are doing these things with that knowledge, they are using the Bible with that knowledge of the Bible, of Bible content, of what is right, what is true, what is wrong, what is false. Then my people, if they are not doing those things, they are operating in the dark. They are operating ignorantly. They are doing outward things without any real knowledge of those things. That is a fault. That's called a fault. They don't know about the Plato King James Version Bible connection. That's very important to know. That one thing there is very important to know. And as I said, black people not knowing that connection, not knowing of that connection, then they're operating in the dark. Also, black people not having had a group of themselves coming from themselves to study the Bible to see if the things the Gentiles told them were true or not. If they haven't done that, then that is a fault. If black people, the Israelites in America, for instance, okay, we can speak of also the Israelites in the UK and other places. So we're talking about America. If black people in America are operating in the dark, is that where they should be operating from? Is that a basis? Is that a real base? Something is wrong. I believe so. According to my study, my analysis of the AVB/KJV, King James Version Bible, we have been lied to. We don't know what we are doing when we use the Bible. AVB/KJV, King James Version Bible. Doing things without knowledge. That is of my people. One more thought of my people. The many years I have been scrutinizing Bible content, analyzing Bible content, and have been talking to my people, some face-to-face, some by social media, you know, things, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, and all. I've been talking to black people about these things and presenting my findings to black people, to the Israelites, and they behave as though they have not been told a thing. That's a fault. That is a fault. To hear things that are true and to give evidence, sufficient, ample amount of evidence to support the things that I have found, and black people pay those things no attention, but keep right on doing and operating in the false knowledge that they have received from the Gentiles. That is indeed a fault. A fault. You know, when I first started analyzing Bible content some years ago, I saw one thing that I didn't know. I hadn't been informed of by the church or anything. And then I found another thing. And then I found another thing. And I said, wow. We as a people, at first I said, I've been lied to. And then I said, we, Israelites, black people in America and all like that, have been lied to. That meant something to me. That was significant to me, the things I was learning. And I said to myself right quickly, wow. Because I wasn't writing down anything at first. You know, I never made a statement to myself or otherwise saying, wow, I'm going to analyze the Bible. I'm going to analyze the King James Version Bible. I never said that. But in my study, I began to find out things. In my analysis, I began to find out things that I had not known and the black church did not teach and all. And after a while, after I found out a few of these things, I said, wow, I need to start writing these things down because black people need to know these things. And I thought black people would be delighted to hear these things and find out the truth, you know, find out what was true and what was false in addition to new things that we never even thought about. I thought my people would really be glad to find out those things as I was. Only the difference is I found them out myself. And I thought, wow, black people be glad to hear these things. I thought they were excited about learning and all like that, just as I was. Boy, was I wrong. Years of talking to black people have shown me very wrong. Black people have shown me that they are not glad over the things that I found out and presented to them. Black people have shown me that they love the lies. And I say again, black people have shown me that they love the lies that they have received from the Gentiles. Isn't that something? To be lied to, and then with proper, sufficient evidence, show them that they've been lied to and show them the truth of the matter. And someone rejects that. That's really something. That's really something. I mean, like I said, I thought black people would be glad to learn these things just like, as I was glad to learn of them by myself, by my own doings, my own work. Yeah, very wrong. I was very wrong. But that's a fault black people have. I have found out that black people in America, black people in the UK, do love truth. They do not seek truth. They do not desire truth. They are rejecting of truth when presented to them. That's bad because of only one reason. The things that they think they know about the Bible have come from Gentiles. And with that fact, black people are satisfied. I'm saying this carefully. I'm saying this clearly. I have found in all my years of study and speaking to black people, and for the good and benefit of black people, that black people have no regard for truth of Bible content. No regard. They use the Bible. They go to Sunday school. They go to this camp meeting and that camp meeting. I mean, Bible study and all. But what does the Bible speak of? It speaks of people ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Black people have the opportunity to come to the knowledge of the truth, but they deny the opportunity and they reject the truth. Is that good for any people? Is that good? Was their rejection of any kind of truth regarding Bible content, can one say that my people, black people, the Israelites, are a wise people? I just thought I'd share that with you, you know, after I did, you know, the apology. My meal couple. I thought I'd share that with you because I still had a little bit more time. But that is really something. If any black person is listening to me, black people make me think that there are no black people who listen to Block Talk Radio because I get absolutely no responses. Black people have made me think that there are no black people who are on Twitter or follow Twitter. Why? Because I get absolutely no response. None whatsoever. You know, whether they like it or don't like it. I mean, I get no responses. It's like there are no black people out there. Like there are no Israelites, no real Israelites out there. I know that there are some people who call themselves Israelites and are not Israelites, okay? Yeah, I know that too. Okay. Well, it just astounds me. It astounds me that my people, and it saddens me. Now, I'm not happy to bring you this report. It astounds me and it saddens me, have no regard for Bible truth. None whatsoever. They are totally satisfied with the lies the Gentiles gave them when black people were slaves. Totally satisfied, contented as cattle out grazing grassy field, contented as they can be. And with that, I'll end this episode. Hear the apology. Hear my apology again. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter and always archive your dwelling place. Till the next time. Till we meet again.